Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
We are talking week three of Bachelor in Paradise. And how do you feel about another week of 4 hours in Mexico?
So I was on vacation last week and was unable to watch when it aired. So I had to do all 8 hours in just a few days, and my head hurts.
How are you putting sentences together right now?
I don't know.
It's very impressive. But we were just talking before we started, you have the official run of show, and by that I mean Bachelor in Paradise, until the finale right now.
Yeah, so on Instagram, the official Bachelor in Paradise account shared that it's Monday and Tuesday, two episodes, and it doesn't end until November 22nd, with only the week of November 7th being one episode. It's only Monday night, but the finale is November 21st and 22nd, making it 16 episodes long.
And so I didn't realize it was that quite that many until you mentioned that, but I did notice. I understand we're dealing with a fluff show of fluff. So, I mean, it's like fluff within fluff, but it seemed like there was more than usual. Like, you know, we're 3 weeks in and we have one rose ceremony. Like, it just definitely seemed like we haven't been getting as far as fast as we usually do.
Yeah, it's definitely extra fluffy.
Correct. This evening. And so I went to the source, which these days is Wells Adams. You might know him as Bartender Wells. And it turns out ABC bought more episodes this year than they have in years past. And because of that, they need to fill more time because the folks aren't going to be down there any longer, but they need to fill more episodes. So that means stretch it out. Stretch it out.
This is like when Jesse Palmer was like, ABC, let us go over our allotted time in the finale.
Yes, exactly. So this is their version of ABC, let us delve deeper into the relationships of the people on the beach. Or it's just showing us more Wells giving reenactments at the bar. That's the type of stuff we never saw before.
Yeah. And it makes sense because there are there are going to be changes coming to the beach, how it's maneuvered each week. But I mean, we have to wait to see what that is. But so they definitely, that makes sense why they had to throw in all these new twists and turns that are coming.
I mean, it makes sense because it's super cheap to make. You know, they're paying these people next to nothing to be on the beach. And they already know how everything works. So production at this point, it's just a well-oiled machine. So if they can add themselves a couple extra weeks of programming in the middle of holiday time, because remember, this isn't ending until the week of Thanksgiving. Think about that right now. It's a no-brainer for them when they can just plug and play. Oh, 4 hours? No problem.
Yeah.
And on Mondays, now that they aren't putting Monday Night Football on ABC as well, it gives them I don't want to say counter programming because it's counter, it would be counter programming to themselves, which is sort of weird, but filling a totally separate area from Monday Night Football on
that's
Monday.
That's interesting to know because that makes a lot of things make more sense.
Doesn't it?
Like our whole Jared and Ashley situation and all everything else.
Bingo. And that's good that you mentioned Jared and Ashley because we should talk about them. It was good to see them on the beach again.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I found it interesting, though, that they try to point out that, oh, you know, our love was on Bachelor in Paradise and on the beach here. And I'm like, was it, though?
I think you should reference just your engagement on the beach and not.
Yeah, they definitely cut it up to make it seem like the engagement had anything to do with Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
When in reality, and they did show it, but while also showing the engagement, if you'll remember, there was complete like heartache on the beach because Jared was 100%, this is never going to happen. And the part of their
until love you story, and I stepped in and made it happen, but
and thank you. The part of the story that they left out, and we're gonna have to have our buddies on here to clear this up of why they didn't mention us by name on national television. Mm-hmm. But the reason they were able to go from oh my god heartbreak on the beach to engagement on the beach, and longtime listeners know this, but it was you and it was me. And this is not conjecture. We made it happen.
Yep. That's true. All started with a tweet.
And Ashley was still trying to work her way into his heart, which was still at that point, no, it's never going to happen. But he was going to see Rob Thomas at a show at our station. And, hey, Katie, you think you could make this happen of a meet and greet of Jared and his all-time favorite person, even more than Ashley? Rob Thomas. Mm-hmm. And we sprung into action. We made it happen. And the rest, as they say.
And we just went blindly into it because we're like, is this really her doing this through Twitter? And am I really going to meet Jared in this lobby of this theater? Like, we'll see. Let's see what happens.
Am I being catfished? What's happening here?
Yeah. Should I bring security with me or?
And so we were the beginning of their actual romantic relationship because that helped it blossom. And so we're going to have them on either next week or the week after because how we
they
aren't
need to
named
make sure that they remember that.
Right. Because the last time I saw Jared, I think was right before End Times, November of 19. And both he and Ashley very much were, oh yeah, absolutely. It was you guys. Mm-hmm. So he's right down the street from us here. He's the coffee shop that they opened is in Rhode Island. So we're going to need to make sure we get proper credit. That's all.
Yeah.
Just, it's very important.
I keep meaning to get there. I gotta check out the coffee shop, hoping to go when they're recording one day, which would be good. So
credit your sources. That's all we're saying. But let's talk about them real quick before we dive into the actual Bachelor Bachelorettes. This is the most intimate I think we've seen of their relationship, even if you follow them on socials, because this was
definitely
it was fragrant.
Yeah. Well, we need a lot of filler.
I don't know.
We got to fill this time up.
And they decided to fill it with gas. it is pretty impressive that because they've been together a while, but not like a while. Mm-hmm. And for her to just like happily like, yep, this is happening.
That's
something unique. I don't see that a lot.
Good for you.
I have to say I'm happy that's not something that is happily shared in my household because I have no interest in
as it is not in mine
being surrounded by that, but good for you guys.
Yeah, and for national TV. Go for it.
And to see them finally get their Bachelor in Paradise, like, date where they actually both want to be there. And, yeah, you know, I like that they sent them to the same beach.
Mm-hmm.
Except, like I said, this time, you know, Jared wasn't thinking, oh, crap, oh, crap, oh, crap, oh, crap, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And after
a little bit lighter,
after trying, you know, 15 times, they finally made it to the boom, boom room.
Yeah.
And I mean,
so like, all of these nights that they're in there. So can no one use that room? Is it just permanently occupied for 3 days while they're visiting?
And I think they realized
that no one's going to make it there.
That's the thing, is it's like day three. I think because we're 3 weeks in and we've seen so much of them, and then you realize, you've known each other for less than a week. And so that's what makes some of these reactions that we'll talk about so remarkable. And mm-hmm. I understand that everything sped up in this environment, probably even more so than Bachelor and Bachelorette, because you're generally in this show just focused on the one person. But it's still, you've been together, you know, 3 weeks. No. This is like 4 days, which even bachelor time is really only like a week and a half. So
yeah,
it's sort of wild. But what did you take out of Jared and Ashley and them being able to sort of almost look in the mirror of the other people that are on the beach?
Yeah. I think they are a good example. They've both been through it and have like come out strong, like been strong. Their relationship is strong. I thought it was good that every once in a while you saw them like sitting with, like Ashley would be sitting with the girls and kind of getting a feel for what everyone was thinking, instead of just like, okay, now you come and sit and talk with me and Jared, and I'm going to tell you, oh, don't give up, blah, blah, blah. Like, someone's out there for it. Like, all the same old stuff that we hear every single season. They really, I feel like, immerse themselves into it, which I wouldn't expect anything less from them, because they just love doing it and they love being a part of the franchise, you can tell. Where others are just like, I don't want anything to do with this show or franchise ever again. So I thought it was good that they kind of immersed themselves in without taking like that portion, without making it all about them, really. I mean, obviously the date, all those little segments and stuff was all about their relationship, but kind of just acting like one of the girls and one of the guys in the conversations, I thought that was a good, they're the right people for that.
Yeah, because we've seen it in years past where they bring back an old couple and they do exactly that. It's just like, we're going to sit down with this person and sort of try to almost mentor them through this. And
right.
I like the fact that they're just, obviously they're together, so they're not the same. But like, yeah, they're just
like one of the cast members.
Yeah, they're eating, you know, they're eating breakfast with them and they're having drinks at the bar and the, like you said, they're just sort of hanging out.
But not
like
being too overbearing, like, oh, I wish I was back on the show.
Yeah, and if anything,
like not needy.
The best insight, I think it was Jared that was like, they're sitting at breakfast and he's like, guys, calm down. Like, what do you're on Bachelor in Paradise. Like, can we dial it down a little? You have to remember where you are.
Right.
And I think I don't know that message necessarily got through.
Yeah.
But But that's the right type of attitude to have in this. It's like, yes, some of you are here to maybe end up where we are. But like,
yeah, I really don't think that there would be a better or another couple that could really do that. The only one, I mean, Paradise one, because the only one that I would think of that would come close to that was maybe like Becca and Thomas.
Yeah, and that's so new.
Yeah, so they're definitely, they were the right pick for that whole scenario situation. Yeah.
And I don't know how much longer we're going to have them on the beach. You know, Ashley, apparently, as long as she needs to use the bathroom, she'll stay on the beach. So,
well, it sounded like that was, we left off right after their last night. So, however, it's filmed, I think. They kept saying it's our last night.
But you're telling me he's not going to get to give her a rose or vice versa? I mean,
like on the way out, maybe.
How is Ashley not going to get to give him a rose? Although one last thing, and we sort of talked about it earlier about obviously it not happening there. But the idea of like, it could happen to you too. And it's like, if you continue to like, no, I don't. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Yes, you do that enough times. And
if you can get through without a restraining order, like, it can happen for you too.
Because who were the other ones that did that? And then they ended up getting together and breaking up. Oh my God. Carly and
Evan.
Yes.
And Carly.
Like, Evan and Carly.
Carly
the same.
Was just not into it at all. And then was like, all right, you know what? Let's just give this a chance. And they ended up getting married and having kids and
breaking up.
It lasted for a good amount of time.
So, isn't it? Well, now let's get to the actual people on the beach because believe it or not, they're still there looking for love. But this week three picks up right with the out of nowhere decision of Teddy to just up and go. Mm-hmm. And I mean, can you even wrap your head around this whole Teddy from 0 to 60 of like everything's great to, oh my God, it's the worst day of my life?
I think what happened with her, my guess would be, is she saw Rodney come down. She got excited for Rodney and realized that that's how she should feel with Andrew, and she doesn't. And she knew right then that that wasn't, Andrew wasn't for her, and she couldn't stand hurting him or dating in front of him or doing anything else with anyone other than Andrew in front of him. And it just got fast decision. Like it, I don't, she did not think that through. And I wonder if she does have any regrets of leaving so quickly, because I don't know. I mean, maybe she and Rodney could have had something, but I think the guilt of not reciprocating all of Andrew's feelings just got her too carried away with her emotions.
Yeah, it's just so bizarre because, like we said, it's like 2 days.
Yeah.
And this idea that, well, I mean, clearly they were talking beforehand. So like this was built up to like, oh, this is totally going to work. Andrew is my guy. This is going to be perfect. And then it wasn't perfect.
And it was immediate. It was like, no, I'm going after you. You're going after, like, that's, we're solid going into this.
Yeah. And because more than ever, we're seeing people come to the beach with even more than an idea. Like, we know who's coming on the show and I know who I want to talk to. And I'm glad that this isn't like something I know they need more content, but that they cut around and make like, oh, this is the first time we're ever speaking to each other or know that each other exists. Like
the Brendan Piper.
Yeah. Like this is a very incestual world. We understand that they all go to the same festivals. They all hang in the same circles. You know, you go to the same.
Which I think we need a spinoff like special of Stagecoach.
How there isn't a Hulu just
right,
following,
just like a one night special of what happens.
Just send cameras following them at Stagecoach and Coachella and any of these festivals that they go to, because like they went to a bunch of Gov Ball over the summer. Yeah. Like just easy
but
content,
like Stagecoach is brought up every single season. Yeah. The fact that we don't have any cameras there is like mind-blowing to me.
And come so on. You know, more than ever they openly talk about, you know, knowing each other before, or you know, we had obviously like other people like, oh, they even like made out before, and so there are these pre-existing relationships and
we deserve to see everything.
And I'm thinking that Teddy and Andrew had maybe one even more than they let on, other than just like, oh, I wanted to see you, like meet you in person. And so like, I get if she went down there thinking it's only going to be Andrew, and then when that didn't work out, she couldn't process that. But you got to know where you're going. You're going to Bachelor in Paradise, where people trade partners within three times within an episode. Like, it's just part of what's happening there.
That's the point of it. That's what you're
And so it just seemed really weird to, and I think you're onto something there. If, you know, she couldn't, it was only going to be Andrew, so she couldn't quite see herself going through it with Rodney and then having Andrew to watch and all that, which sounds
See it with Rodney, and that was the problem.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And without realizing, like, no, that's the point of the show. Like, date a bunch of different people. Like, I understand more than ever, it's, oh, got to lock on to someone, got to build that relationship from the beginning. And, like, it's okay to just, like, try things out. Move around a little bit. And she clearly just either couldn't come to grips with that, or there's more to the story that we didn't get to see.
Yeah.
Because that was just, the dots aren't connected.
It was a very quick decision.
And Rodney, I mean, everyone's favorite, and he comes down and he's like, oh, where's Teddy? And I'm just like, oh, buddy.
Like, the energy, his energy always is just like top notch, like, poor guy.
I mean, you have literally have everybody that isn't partnered up and some that are being like, oh, Rodney, I would do anything to go out on a date with Rodney. Rodney's great. Rodney.
Yeah.
Oh, womp womp. He just wanted to go out with Teddy. And give him credit, because 99% of people would have just picked someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And
he did the right thing.
And for him to say, like, no, I don't want anyone to feel like they're second choice. And you could even see the women who probably,
it definitely would have, because he was like, oh, definitely Teddy, like, going around trying to find her everywhere for a date, and then say, oh, you know what? No, actually, I'll just take you, I guess.
And so Rodney does the right thing again.
As always.
As well, he makes some questionable decisions about people maybe that he makes out with, but but in this aspect, he was right on. And I don't know, I think we need to move on to what the hell is going on with Genevieve and Justin and that whole situation. Because for me, I don't know how at any point Genevieve and Justin could have looked at each other and thought, like, yeah, this is working.
Yeah, I mean, every single time they have a conversation together, it ends up in a fight or a disagreement, and they just end up yelling at each other, essentially. And if that's what your conversations or relationship is, then that's
You're having a fight about how many kisses you've had, and then literally 30 seconds later, you have him playing the, are you going to kiss me on my birthday? Like, what, are you kidding me?
Justin has gone down a little bit in my,
are you, like,
he was up top, like, he was like a Rodney type. Like, he had so much fun with him on his season, and lately he's not doing great.
He was the funny meme bro, and then and meme, not mean.
Yeah.
Meme bro, and all of a sudden he's begging for kisses. Now, it takes two to tango in this respect. He did not force her to kiss him.
Because
as we've seen in these first 3 weeks, you are allowed to swerve and get out of the way of a kiss. It is loud, but no, this thankfully. Was he specifically asked, and sure thing, right in front of Aaron. And you couldn't have talked about perfect editing, because they're like, oh, remember last year when they made out right in front of you? And I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
like, what?
I don't know how. Yeah, like you said, in what part of the relationship and conversation are you like, I'm leaving the beach with you, and like, I see us getting engaged. Like, let's.
It's just, I was so confused by that whole scenario because I thought, okay, she's talking about how great things were with Aaron after basically giving us a million reasons why her and Justin aren't working. And I mean, all you need are two eyes to be like, day in to this, like, you want to talk about honeymoon period. If literally your first day together on this reality show isn't awesome, like, you shouldn't be having arguments.
Yeah. And it was really like that from the very start. Like, they even had a slow time, like, having a real conversation. Like, there was lots of those awkward silences, which I'm sure any normal person would be awkward in these situations, but like, they just like would sit next to each other in the pool and not really know how to start talking. Also, side note, I think it's required that you have to have a birthday in Paradise, because it's like everyone, it was Genevieve's, and then it was Justin's, and then it was Serene's, and then Lace pretended it was her birthday. It's everyone's birthday.
Well, ever since the birthday cake got thrown in the fire, I think that's a
good content.
Yeah, I really think you're onto something. I think they good probably I think they prioritize people that are having birthdays on the beach. That's a really great catch. This wasn't cake in the fire, but it might as well have been, because it's the "you're not gonna kiss me on my birthday." And so, you know, Aaron has had it, and then Genevieve's broken up, and you know, she's all upset. There are a lot of aspects of this. I enjoy that he, you know, when he's in the shower and Genevieve really wants to talk to you, he still takes his time with his bro. They're in there. "Hey, give me the body wash. It smells better. I want to get myself presentable." Yeah. Like, he didn't rush out. "Oh my God, we need to have this." No, he's taking his time.
Yeah.
And
it's funny. I feel like Aaron is usually someone that I would find annoying on one of these shows, but I actually don't like he, I don't know if it was from last season or just like, I don't find him as annoying as I thought that I usually would.
Yeah. This whole scenario, the Aaron role here could go very wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know if it's just his relationship with James or what, but
it could go the Pizza Pete route.
Oh yes. Great comparison. Yes, yes, yes. Because if you put someone like Pete in this role, you're puking and you're like, God, Genevieve, run away.
But Aaron's fun. Like, mm-hmm. He seems like he does a good job with his role, like you said.
Yeah. And when they sat down, he let her know, "Hey, that was messed up. I don't understand why you would do it." Sort of like all of us watching. Mm-hmm. And when she explained it to him, I think she reacted like any normal person. He's like, "That's a weird ass thing to say. Who says
you're not going to let me get on my birthday without a kiss?" Like,
yeah.
What? Like, I'm pretty sure like a friend of mine in high school tried that once. And like, that's lame for a 17-year-old to try, let alone a grown adult. What? And at the same time, he didn't take it way too far and be like, "We're never talking ever again." He's like, "Okay. Yeah, it was a mistake. He's weird. You had a slight..." Yeah,
as long as you're sure, then let's just whatever.
Like, you had a hiccup, we're all good. And everything was fine. And obviously we've got a long way to go with them, but I think if they could actually just stay in their own little bubble, I think they could be okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that could be a thing. Which is weird to say, you know.
On the date and how they handled that whole Justin situation, like, that seems like a mature relationship. Mature is, that's a loose word, but like a good relationship, a solid relationship.
It's all relative, because when Justin went through his hissy fit the next morning, it was like, "Bro, this is over. Like, why are you still like you're being so disrespectful?" I'm like, "No, I think it was pretty much wrapped up already." Like,
yeah, there was no, it was, nothing was up in the air.
The most bizarre thing other than that little love triangle to come out of this segment is, how is it that Shanae and Genevieve all of a sudden are like thick as thieves?
The last two people in all of Bachelor Nation that you would think would become friends in Paradise or ever. And it's like, they didn't even, there wasn't like a pivotal moment. Like, it just all of a sudden we're like, okay, let's double date. And they were a little cautious going into the double date, but all of a sudden they were like, let's compare the guys while they like, while they're off like wrestling or dancing or whatever. And let's just like talk like old girlfriends. And it was bizarre. And now like they haven't left each other's side.
It's so, yeah. Genevieve, the first person she confides in is Shanae.
Yeah. Like, which makes no sense.
Yeah.
But you can also see, which I still don't like, I still don't mind Shanae, and I hate saying that all the time, but like, I feel like her other Shanae is starting to creep back in just a little bit. And she's bringing Genevieve into that with that whole Sally situation.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
I mean, like it, that was very like mean girlish, like catty, like not really necessary, especially since like, it wasn't like Sally came and was starting to talk to Justin and Genevieve was still with Justin. Like they had nothing to do with Sally or anything, and kind of just was like, why are you here? You're not here for the right reasons. You're just talking to your ex. Like, why do you care? It's not your relationship.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it, but that's a really good point.
Like, and the confrontation was very like mean girlish and not sticking up for any three of them, because we don't know Sally. All we know is that she can't make up her mind. And I like Genevieve, but I didn't like her in that moment with Shanae against Sally.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think the reason why that didn't jump out to me is because the whole Sally situation was
bizarre.
So weird to, and if you have questions, by the way, about the reenactment, again, according to Wells, not on camera, just in, like, that was what was told to him by a producer. So obviously he wasn't there. So like, if basically it's like, is this actually what happened? His best response was, that's what was told to me. So take that what it is. Like, could the producer be fudging some aspects of it? Fine. But 100%. Sally didn't exactly disprove it, because when pressed on it, she's like, she said work, but then like, oh, well, I, yes, it was my ex because I work with my ex. Then it changed to, well, I did, don't you think I owed my ex a conversation?
Yeah. She didn't have a set story going in, and you always got to have a set story.
She definitely didn't arrive with all her ducks in a row, which if you've missed so, that many flights, you would think you'd have a lot of time to put your story together. Mm-hmm. And while I agree with you now, looking at it, you know, sort of the 50,000 feet view, the women didn't handle it great, because like, why do you care? But she also didn't handle it great, because she could have also just brushed them off and said like, bag it, losers. Why are you yelling at me? Like, she on first confrontation was like, I'm done. I'm better than you. And I don't even like these people. Like, similar like Lace, when she showed up and was bagging on everyone, but wanted to stay. Mm-hmm. She immediately went into claws out, but I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And it's like, you could have handled it better too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with you. Yeah,
definitely
now.
Not defending like, Sally. I mean, we don't, like I said, we don't really know anything about her except what's told. Like, we haven't been able to, I don't want to say judge, but get to know her from her own, from her own sense of being on the show, because we only got a few minutes with her. But yeah, she definitely did not help herself.
And she had to have had some conversations with them before coming on the show, which, so again, there's this built-in relationship, because if she's saying she told them, hey, I don't want to talk about my ex, when is she telling them, I don't want to talk about my ex, if it isn't before coming on the show?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And I think the whole Shanae and Genevieve thing was a producer thing, because like, I think they made them see, like, you have to go confront this, like, find out why she's here. And that's how it got started. I don't know them, but like, I don't see them really like caring about anything other than they're pretty okay, solid relationships now, but to go after a girl who just walked on the beach because you think that they might, like, she's not a threat to your guys. So, like, I would understand if it happened again, if Genevieve was still with Justin and Justin, she was starting to talk to Justin, whatever, then confront her, but she was no immediate threat to you.
Yeah.
It right was... now. So I feel like that was probably egged on a little bit by a producer.
Which is a great transition. And thank you for that. To Pizza Man Peter. Mm. You want to talk about someone who is strictly there because producers know he is basically a walking grenade. And yes. That is Pizza Man Peter.
Talk about someone wanting followers and clout. Oh, my God. Like, there you go.
Yeah, if he's not the perfect example of someone who, when they complain about someone, they're actually just self-identifying.
Yeah.
Like, it's a full deflection of, like, this is everything I know I'm doing, so I'm going to accuse someone else of doing it.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think he said one thing other than what he accused Brittany of, one thing that wasn't related to himself. Like, the whole time, that whole one day he's been there so far, every single thing that's come out of his mouth has been about himself or pizza or his business, like anything. Like, he never, even on the date, never wanted to talk about Brittany. And the only time he didn't talk about himself was when he was accusing her.
Yeah. And Casey, who has taken on the role of narrator with specifically with Peter, but he's done it a little bit. Like, they've definitely,
I don't hate it.
I don't either. And I also like the fact that every episode seems to have like four different narrators, which I like, as opposed to in season past, it feels like they've leaned more on one person at a time. Mm-hmm. And I like that this season, they seem to be spreading the ball around a little bit.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because someone like Casey is the perfect person to narrate the tale of Peter Pizza Man.
Yes.
And
100%.
When he was, I don't remember who he was talking to, but it was perfect because, and I actually had to write this down verbatim. He said, Peter is a douche, but let's give him a chance. He's here to promote himself. Not a bad person, just a little bitch. Literally all of that was within one sentence, like all one frame of mind of like, yeah, he's awful, but let's give him a chance. We'll see what happens. Yeah, but he's a bitch. Like, all together, I'm like,
I'm a huge fan of Casey's, actually. I do
have out of sense. Nowhere. Totally, like, I just thought he'd be there for, I mean, they're all there for a day, but like, yeah, legitimately like there and gone, sort of like a Sally.
Yep.
Overperforming his expectations. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's doing great. We gotta keep him around.
He called this perfectly because for some reason after their initial meeting, Brittany, another one by the way, who is well overperformed, somehow is like, yeah, I'm interested in him, and actually asks him about pizza, as opposed to everyone else just being given information about pizza without ever asking.
Yeah.
Agrees to go on this date and like immediately regrets it.
Immediately.
Like,
get me out of here.
And you know they would never use that footage of them in the water because you couldn't hear a thing, but only because they wanted to very clearly show that this guy is a complete zero.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah, like they're making sure, like, no, we're not, this is not our create, like, yes, it's our creation for sending him, but in no way is this molding, like, he's doing this
himself. Yeah, we are not editing any of this.
And you know, Brittany was trying to be nice about it, which I appreciate. And I think his,
well, she got to the point where she couldn't even like entertain it anymore. She's just like, I want to go back. Like, this is bad.
And I, when he tried to like, I have something that's going to make this day even
I hate this
better.
So bad.
It just, it went from like, my skin is crawling to like, when she totally again did the swerve to the left,
swerve,
and like half hug. And she did try to let him down easy with it, of like, I move slowly, which is clearly not true, as we would see like 12. Right.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
12 hours later. But it was just like, put it in a museum. Like, this was the Hall of Fame reality show moment, because it could not have been like scripted more perfectly. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Which, Brittany, she gets points there. And then as soon as she gets back to the beach, she immediately like, not talking about this near him. Nope.
Yeah.
Let's go shuffle over here, guys.
Just follow me.
Yeah. Like, smile and wave, boys, smile and wave. And immediately is like, yeah,
nope.
This guy, it's just pizza and himself. And that's pretty much him. And actually, I have it in my notes here. He didn't know how to read the room. Mm-mm. And she tried to make it clear time and again that, like, this isn't a thing. When he finally got turned down, that's when he tried to go out on the tack of, like,
yeah,
she's here for clout.
Yeah.
I'm a pizza guy.
I feel like she's the last person on that, like, out of the girls that would be there for that.
Dude,
she just
seems
that way. Like, she does not seem she's there to be an Instagram model.
Usually the people that show up that we don't know that are there for that make themselves the center of drama.
Yeah.
And she's pretty much, I don't want to say done the exact opposite, but certainly hasn't like gone around poking the bear, sort of doing her thing.
Yeah. Even when she said, oh, I'm a real like extrovert, like I've talked to everyone here. I'm like, really? Have you? I feel like we just hadn't seen a lot from her because there've been so many other things going on.
So let's start with Kira and Jacob. What is happening?
No one knows.
Producer Central, fine. Mm-hmm. But like, why even give her the time of day? I'm very confused.
I don't even know.
Because Jill and Jacob have this like super sensual date that they both think is like, this is the greatest thing ever. And then for him,
I actually liked that date. Like, and not liked that date. I liked them together during that. Like, I thought they're equally as bizarre and out there. And like, I mean, do I think it's going to be really, really long term? No. But I think that they complement each other well. And I thought it was just a fun couple to see on a date, and how they got together was kind of weird. But the whole Kira coming back, it wasn't like they were a solid couple and they spent like the whole 3 days together and didn't leave each other's side. And then Jacob picked another person. Like, that's not how it went. Like, as Jill said, it was really, they had like 2 or 3 conversations together and then she went home. Like, that was the extent of their relationship. And for her to come back saying, oh, you feel like home to me. And like, there's something in my mind that it's like, it's you. I need to try to give this another shot. And yes, he let it go on too long. He didn't have to grab her hand. Eventually, I'm glad that he was like, you know, good luck. Like, but it's just not going to work out for us. So like, I'm glad he went that way and didn't entertain it longer, but he didn't have to entertain it as long as he did.
Yeah. Cause as much as Kira is a mess, I actually don't even blame her in this, because she clearly was like, yeah, guys, whatever you need me to do, I'm here to be on TV. Yeah. And so, yeah, I'll go down. And they just had this great date. I'll try to blow this up.
Yeah.
And Jacob very easily could have been like, there's nothing for us to say. And I appreciate that you wanted to come back here and have this conversation, but mm-hmm. we're just going to stay here. We're all set. Instead, to go over and not only have a conversation, but buy her fake crying. Mm-hmm. And like you said, hold her hand.
Yeah, that's weird.
It wasn't until Brittany came over and was like, dude,
what are you doing?
Stop. That was when he said, oh yeah, you're right. Brittany coming over and basically slapping him across the face to be like,
yeah,
wake up. Really disappointed in Jacob after, I agree with you, like, really cool date with them.
Yeah.
And
they're just weird together. Fun relationship to watch, I guess.
He runs off and has to do his own version of, you know, cleanup. But you want to talk about, like, the most embarrassing situation, I think, maybe, that we've seen in the whole thing.
This was, like, I couldn't stop watching, but I wanted to turn away so bad. And the zoom in on the face of Romeo, like, that, talk about putting it in a museum. Like I couldn't stop watching, but it was, the cringe was, like, oh.
This was the best train wreck we've seen maybe in years, because she's trying to storm off and, like, fake cry, and Romeo decides, well, I'm gonna try to comfort her, and out of nowhere, like, because he's, you know, trying to make her feel better just by saying, like, well, you know, should you have made a different decision with your rose? And it's like, yes, I should have. Oh my God, I totally should have given it to you. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, if we just had a second chance, it's like as if you can only be together if you're on this beach. You can't possibly, like, pick up a phone and just start talking again.
Yeah, absolutely. Gone.
But so Romeo clearly thinking, hey, maybe she can just stay on the beach. Let's start making out. And producers will have to let us, like, I get a rose all of a sudden. Like, this is going to be great. Like,
yeah.
I've got my person. No one else likes me. This is cool. But Kira clearly was told,
you can't stay.
Yes. Under no circumstance are you staying on this beach.
Oh, my God.
To leave. The longest pause in, like, reality show history.
Oh, 100%.
And he didn't even say, like, at some point you would hope she would just take the hint, but it got to a point where she had to ask him again.
Yeah.
And the most enthusiastic answer anyone wants to hear. All right. Oh, okay. And standing in front of the cameras talking about how they're leaving. And it's just, he looked like a hostage. He clearly
was not even blinking.
He didn't want to go. He was wanting to be saved so that he could stay on the beach. And he realized, like, I'm already committed to this, I guess. And
I don't think he realized that, like, he wasn't going back to the beach.
Yeah, like, blink twice.
No, you're going home.
Because I thought,
with her.
Do you think maybe he wanted the producer to step in? Because he sort of was, like, doing one of those, like,
Oh, definitely. I think,
like,
he was
nodding,
like,
his head down to her.
You don't,
like,
want me to leave, right? Like, you, like, want to keep me here, right?
They can't handle us. Like, nobody can handle us. Yeah. And he's.
Oh, that's for sure.
Darting the eyes down to her. Like, is this.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this happening? This. No, you're not. Yeah. You're not stepping in, huh?
Yeah.
You can't say, no, like, one? This can't happen or no. Okay.
Oh, you want me to leave? Oh, okay.
I still have a hard time believing these are two people that were in Harvard, but, like, whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, is this the last we see of them? God, I hope so.
I hope so.
Who knows? Like, that was one of the most awkward sequences I think we'll ever see. And I certainly don't feel bad for Romeo, because, I mean,
he did it to himself.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you made your own bed. Now you got to lay in it, and it's not in Mexico, and it's maybe with Kira. So yeah. Good luck.
Good luck with that.
One final thing that we have to talk about is Michael and Sierra. How did this get to where it got? I know we had talked about it after they first got together that they were sort of the most surprising pair, because I didn't see that lasting long term. But like, how did we get here?
She was getting ahead of herself. She was throwing the word stepmom around, I think. Not obviously not like not in a bad way at all.
No.
Like, completely like, I want you to know I'm on board with, you know, joining you in your son's life. Like, she was open to everything. And but I think that made it like so real for him. And he was like, okay, this, you know, you're great, but I don't think this is my person. And neither one of them did anything wrong. I think she got ahead of herself. And I was a little surprised that he wasn't like too upset after everything happened. But again, like, nothing was like, it wasn't anyone's fault. Like, it kind of just unfolded and just wasn't going to work out. And they knew that.
I think the thing about that breakup, which I'm watching, and you can feel like straight to the heart, like, oh my God, she just got him these three stars to represent. Like, so they're always, his family would always be together no matter what. It's a sweet gesture. And I get that he was worried about, okay, she's like three or four steps ahead of where we probably should be.
Yeah.
And he's mentioned multiple times that when he's been in relationships, it's gotten a little too serious and he's had to take a step back. Mm-hmm. All good. It hurts to watch, but like, cause she seems so genuine about this all. So like, it's like a kick to the gut. Get all that. She decides to leave and totally like, again, one of the most genuine things we're seeing. I can't possibly watch him go on other dates.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm thinking, why is he still there?
Yeah, I'm surprised that that wasn't, I mean, unless he really didn't have like that strong of feelings for her and was just like, you know what, this is someone I feel comfortable hanging out with, not as a relationship, but I mean, he wasn't even again, nothing like, he's one of my favorites, like, definitely team Michael, but he didn't seem upset. He gave no emotion after it. And it just,
because I'm with
fell
you
apart.
I'm not all of a sudden saying like, oh, Michael's the worst, but I definitely question him here, because if he's saying,
it makes sense if he just wasn't there for like it,
but don't lie about it.
Wasn't working, but don't like stay with her and have her start planning out her like picking up the kid after school and worrying if the kids are gonna make fun of her, like stuff like that. Like, she was running with it. Like, she's like, I want to plan, you know, I want to plan everything. Like, this is working out. Don't let her get to, like, you should have stopped after the first time she talked about being a stepmother. Like,
like, slow,
you know,
your roll.
Like, just like, don't string her along.
It just, if he's constantly, and again, only in this relationship that we've seen here, but like talking about, oh, anytime anything gets serious, I take two steps back and push away from it. What's going to change? And so, yeah, if you're just not into her and, you know, oh, we need to step back from romantic, all that, fine.
Yeah, just tell her.
But why would anything change with someone else? Like, you're clearly not in a place where you're ready to have a serious relationship. And one, and many people listening could argue none of the people there are, and that's fine. But if that's the reason you're giving for breaking up with someone, you should leave too. He shouldn't be there.
Yeah. I think it was more of, he found it to be more of a friendship. But I mean, still in the wrong for not communicating that to her. But, and now he hopes that he's going to get the chance to meet someone else. But he obviously wasn't in deep with it because he just, there was just no emotion attached to the whole relationship.
Yeah. I just don't think Michael should be on these shows.
Yeah. Because he's too good.
Yeah. Like go and just go into the real world and yeah. go on real dates. And because this was his issue when he was on The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. Ultimately he decided, listen, my child comes first, as everyone would agree should, and he's mm-hmm. still in the grieving process. No one would argue with any of those issues.
Yeah.
But at that point, you should be like, you know what? These shows aren't for me. And then he decides to go on another one.
Yeah.
And he makes this connection and then has all the same issues. Stop going on these shows. Because immediately he's just like, well, the journey continues.
Yeah.
Like, just back on the horse, ready to date again. Like,
yeah.
So that leaves me pause about him a little bit, because everything we've seen about him has been so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
This is leaving a bit of a sour taste in my mouth. I don't.
Yeah.
Him not deciding to be like, yeah, I'm not in the right headspace to be going through this journey.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope he climbs back up on the. On the morale ladder a little bit, but
well, we'll see what happens with him next week, because the best I could tell is they're sort of stealing from other dating reality shows,
mm-hmm.
which is either Love Island or Temptation Island, where both of them separate couples and send them to hang out with other people to see if the bond is strong enough. Both yes. of them do it in different ways. Yes, mm-hmm. I watch both of them so soon. Yeah. And so it'll be very curious in both of those situations. Temptation Island, it's a long-term relationship. And Love Island, it's sort of like this, but like for a couple weeks. These are obviously much shorter-term relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So the likelihood of disaster is so much higher here, because it's literally
so great for us.
It's been like a week. So there's really no real couples, except I think we would say Serene and Brandon are probably the only ones, right?
Yeah.
At this point.
I think so.
Everyone else is just sort of there together.
Yeah. It's like, all right, yeah, I'll give you my rose. Like, sure.
So it'll be very interesting to see the sort of drama we get, because you enter a bunch of people there just to break up existing couples without yeah. the other one there to stop.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Gold, TV gold.
Oh boy. Is there anything else out there that non beach related?
Not really. The only thing is our favorite bachelorette, Claire, is engaged to her boyfriend. So, best.
And we got a Claire mention on the beach this week with when Jared arrived.
Yeah.
So I thought that was part of the Jared and Ashley story. I was like, yeah. I'd forgotten about that actually.
I had too. And it was, it's like seeing the flashbacks to that season, like the early seasons were good seasons. Like we had like OGs on that season. And now we just get dumpster fires every week.
Now we have the Kiras of the world, but that's okay.
Exactly. Like we had the good, like we had Carly and Jade. Like those were real people on the beach.
Well, congratulations to Claire. I hope it works this time.
Yeah. And best wishes.
Best with thoughts and prayers. Best wishes. Well, listen, we've got plenty of weeks to go apparently, because this is going till friggin' Thanksgiving. So, you know, strap over yourself in.
Over a month. Let's go.
Week four, and hopefully Rose Ceremony 2 we'll get to next week. Katie, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.